G'day from Bondi Beach. Interview with a lifeguard. Tara is interviewing 20-year-old Liam, a lifeguard on Bondi Beach, a popular beach in Sydney.
We Aussies have some of the most beautiful beaches in the world, and you're working on one of them. It's sun and surf and people having fun all day long. And because you save people's lives, you're everybody's hero. It sounds like a dream job.
Yeah, it's great. But make no mistake, it's hard work. In the summer, there are around 40,000 people on the beach. Our main job is to make sure people are safe in the water, but often things happen on the beach itself.
What sorts of things?
Children get lost, we have thieves and drunks, some injuries, especially sunstroke and dehydration. Many tourists don't know how to be sun smart. Sometimes fights break out.
With so many people on the beach, how can you see what's going on?
We watch everything from the control tower in the middle of the beach. We also patrol the beach using quad bikes.
I read that the lifeguards on Bondi help about 5,000 people a year. Is that true?
Yes, we're very busy. I once rescued 6 people in half an hour. We use quad bikes, rescue boats, jet skis and so on. But the most important equipment is still your own 2 hands, especially when it comes to CPR. And we must be able to run and swim far and fast. Yesterday, for example, we saw a boy in trouble behind the waves. There were so many people on the beach that we couldn't drive through. I had to get out and run. I grabbed a rescue board, swam out, and luckily reached him in time.
First running, then swimming, then pulling somebody out of the water. I guess you have to be pretty fit.
Oh yes, very fit. And calm. Whatever happens, you have to stay calm.
People from all over the world visit Bondi Beach. You must have seen some strange things.
I remember a group of students from Nepal. None of them had been to the sea before. They rented some boogie boards and ran straight into the water. Some fell off their boards almost immediately. Others got caught in a rip. Almost all the lifeguards were in the water at one time, pulling half-drowned students to safety. None of them could speak English very well. We couldn't find their teacher. It was chaos. Here's a tip to all tourists coming to Bondi Beach. Have fun, but if you cannot swim, please do not rush into the ocean.